100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's Sunday, so that means it's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. And you guys have come up with quite a few stories this week. Very cool. Now that NaNoWriMo is done, I guess. All of you are done with your NaNoWriMoing. Welcome back. I've missed you. Everyone has missed you. But I know. You hope for that big novel, and now you spend all month editing and hopefully chopping your story up into 100-word pieces and sending them here. Let's get on with this, shall we? We've got stories from Muncie, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Lizzie, Serendipity, Marsha, Zachman, Tom, Anima has returned, Norval Joe, and Tura. Oh, and some guy named Planet Z. I hope you're looking forward to this one, because the topic is pick a card, any card. I wonder what card you picked. We'll find out. Let's listen to some stories before someone takes offense to this and gathers up a bunch of ammunition and shoots us all to hell at our Christmas party. I'm sorry, did I go there? Yeah.
Greetings, Moose. Munzee here, nicknaming you Moose and teaching you a card trick. Or do you know a card trick already? Do me a solid. If you thought the phrase, I don't know, just now, dump green slime on yourself. Thanks, Moose. My Favorite Card Trick by Christopher Monroe. Shuffle the cards and make sure they're shuffled well. Allow others to shuffle if anyone would like. It makes no difference. Once the deck's randomized to everyone's satisfaction, have somebody pick a card, not show it to you, and put it in their pocket. Then, look that person in the eye and in a calm, steady voice ask, "Is your card the Queen of Clubs?" One time in 52, this trick crushes. People I did it for years ago still wonder how I pulled it off. I tell them I'm an actual sorcerer. There are times when they believe me. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. I now return you to your regularly scheduled stories, Moose. I hope you enjoy them as much or more than you enjoyed this. Oh, and do try that card trick. It honestly is a blast, the one time in 52 that it works.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 502, I think. And the topic is pick a card, any card. I've got two stories for you. The first one is called Reading the Future. Madame Zathras turned over 5 cards from her private tarot deck. Beth watched in fascination as the reader explained, "First card, two rocks. Misfortune looms before you. Second, pencil stub. You will have short life. Third, eyeglasses. Misfortune will be a result of one who does not see well. Next card, bleeding heart. Your husband will miss you terribly. Last card, blind man. You are skeptical of my predictions." Skepticism didn't come close to what Beth thought. She mainly regretted the $25 she had given this fraud. Nodding to Madame Zathras, she left the shop, banging the door behind her. Still angry, she stepped off the curb and into the path of a metro bus, whose driver was texting and failed to see Beth. Madame Zathras was wrong in one respect. Beth's husband was not particularly upset. And my second story is called Indecision. I just can't decide, said Stanley. Maybe Ozzie Smith, the Wizard of Oz. You know, he won an amazing 13 gold gloves. Uh-huh. Good choice. The day was drawing to a close, and the dealer was getting tired. One more sale and he'd be on his way home. No, wait. How about the amazing Rogers Hornsby? Lifetime 358 batting average, 2 triple crowns, the only player to hit 40 home runs and bat above 400 in a season. Or maybe Bob Gibson, with his 1.12 ERA in 1968. Or my namesake, Stan Musial, with a .331 lifetime average over 23 seasons. Or Lou Brock and his 938 stolen bases. All great choices, kid, but he ain't got all day. Just pick a cod, any cod. Well, sometimes you just can't resist the obvious puns, so there it is. Anyway, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
I shuffled the deck and asked one of the guests to pick a card. A woman pulled a card from the middle of the deck and held it close for a moment, setting it down on the table. It burst into flames and the ash and smoke lifted up a few feet, and in a split second, vanished. The flame was the trick. I asked if anyone had taken a picture or was filming during the trick. No one had. What person or force had caused the flame and the total absence of ash or residue? The maid laughed aloud. I am a jack of all trades, a bit of a show-off, and a self-taught pilot, inventor, poet, and astronomer. I carry 6 different business cards wherever I go. When I am engaged in a conversation, and it's time to leave, many ask for my card because I am so freaking fascinating. I pull out my packet of cards and ask them to pick a card, any card. Cards list one of my 6 different occupations. The cards include all the basic information, including my hourly rate. I am not affordable, and don't like to be bothered, excluding goth women.
Good morning, it's Richard, and despite all expectations, I have survived the week, and although I can't say I'm feeling any better, I'm certainly not feeling a whole lot worse. And so, without further ado, it's this week's story, and it's called Cynic. Call me cynical, but commercialization of every notable occasion is getting out of control. It used to be that we only celebrated birthdays, weddings, and Christmas. Now it seems anything is fair game. Grandparents' Day. Congratulations on getting the sack. Best of luck with your bankruptcy. If there's an occasion that can possibly be marked, Moonpig has you covered, and you dare not forget to send a card. Personally, I no longer try to conform. I just pick a card, any card, and whatever it is, I send it. So, happy Persistent Vegetative State Day. Enjoy it. And please, enjoy your week too, if you're so inclined. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The seer spread the cards on the table. Pick a card, any card. The one Sophie picked said, wind, doll, disgust. Which deck is this? Asked Sophie. My own. You'll die. Sophie was horrified. She had been told that seers never announced someone's death like that. Stabbed. What does that have to do with wind, doll, and nothing? Annoyed, Sophie left. A gust of wind dragged a naked, headless doll to Sophie's feet. It was covered in blood. She stopped to kick it out of her way, and a piano fell on her head. Yep, the seer was still learning. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Is Lady Luck smiling on you today? Go on, pick a card. Any card. And don't tell me what it is. Not that it really matters what card you're holding. You see, I'm the dealer, and the odds are firmly in my favor. How about we raise the stakes a little? Are you willing to bet your life on that hand you're holding? Now, let's see your cards. Impressive. But I still win. You see, not only was the deck loaded, but so is the pistol, pointing straight at you, that I had hidden underneath the card table.
My name's Marcia Doyle. I live in Houston, Texas. And this topic, I remember when, I'm over 60, so I remember when a lot of things were really spectacular. Not the case anymore. My story is Aunt Ethel. I remember when my Aunt Ethel played matchmaker. Bernice and Bridget were the Simpson sisters that lived across the street from Aunt Ethel and Uncle Frank. They were the most beautiful women. They had long brown hair that they would wear in a ponytail. The thing about them was that they'd never been married. It was believed that they had never even been on a date. Well, Aunt Ethel was determined to reintroduce them to her friend Sarah's boy, Vernon. So Ethel decided she would invite everyone over for supper. That way no one would be suspicious and refuse to come. Ethel prepared a beautiful hen that Frank had killed that morning, along with her famous apple cobbler for dessert. Well, everything went well through dinner, and the conversation was lively. Ethel's hopes were high that Vernon would ask one of the sisters for a date. Well, some weeks later, she ran into Bernice. During the conversation, she casually mentioned Vernon. Bernice said, "Why, yes, Vernon had been over several times, and that he was an extremely able man. In fact, Bernice and Bridget thought he was the best one they had ever met. He could go longer, had more equipment than most men, knew how to satisfy both of them without any inconvenience." Well, Aunt Ethel fainted on the spot. When she came to, Bernice was explaining to Uncle Frank that she had been telling her about Vernon coming over and fixing the tractor. That's the end of my story. Have a good week.
This is Zach Mann. After Cliff said, "If you people keep linking to things on Pinterest, I'm going to have to sign up for it," I actually lamented Pinterest's steps towards Facebookification, changing their website to require signing in to see posts. My current Pinterest board is a sports ball board. Maybe I will start with that one city, Defiance, or whatever it's called. You know, the one with the giant silver half a McDonald's sign. I don't really follow much sports ball, but want to pin a profile of one important player for each sports ball team. What I am saying is, pick a cardinal, any card.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story for you this evening is called Now You See It, Now You Don't. Frankie double fanned the black dagger deck and lowered it level to Laura's eyeline. "Pick a card, any card," he said. Laura ran upstairs and dragged a stool under Dad's dresser. She dug around in the top drawer until she found the edge of the card. "Here," she said. "That's not part of the trick," said Frankie. "Is now," said his sister. "Don't you dare," yelled Frankie. "Ecto morte, esto pro morte," invoked Laura. Later that evening, just about supper time, Mom asked her if she had seen her brother. "Oh, I saw him hop off in search of carrots." And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, Wordsmiths. Anima here, coming back for Weekly Challenge 502. A little history on card playing. Did you know that playing cards the face cards are called the royal court, and at one time they were known by names. All the kings had names, the queens, and the Queen of Hearts was known as Judith. So that'll take place. That you'll need that information for my story. This is Ever the Optimist. My life is a game of three-card Monty. How does that damned one-eyed Jack always show up where the Red Queen just was? Lady Luck, why have you forsaken me? I put my $5 down, and you sent me to a second-rate college. I upped my bet and got a job as a lifestyle editor at a newspaper. I doubled down when I thought I had enough in my 401k, but the shield called out, "Cops!" and the stock market tanked. So pick a card, any card. Is the lovely Judith going to show her face today? And there you go. I hope that your year end wraps up well. It's not too cold where you are, and we shall hopefully see you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 502 with the prompt of pick a card. Here's my story. A stoop-shouldered fortune teller limped through the crowded fair.
"One copper to reveal your future," she cried in a crackling falsetto.
A gaily dressed lord approached the crone, winked at the lady holding his arm, and said, "Here's my copper. Now reveal my future." She thrust a tattered deck of cards at the man.
"Pick a card, any card."
He chose and turned the card.
"Ace of spades. Am I to die?"
he laughed, slapping the deck from her hand, revealing all as ace of spades.
"Yes."
She gathered her cards as the man dropped dead at her feet. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Tora Brazzino here with a story on Pick a Card, Any Card. This is a nice card, don't you think? Goodness, no. It's a mishmash of Christmas imagery, without composition or draftsmanship. Your aunt will think we have no taste at all. What about this one? Old Master Fine Art. On a Christmas card? The very definition of kitsch. Anyway, it's an inch too large. Remember, I hardly know her, and this would be slightly too much, even for my own aunt. This one? Too eclectic. They're symbols for at least 4 different religions. Darling, we've been looking at Christmas cards for 3 hours. Oh, just pick a card then. Any card.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The first card game I learned to play was War. Deal out the cards, then show one card after another. Highest card wins. There wasn't any skill to it, unless you counted stacking the deck so you got all the aces. Eventually, I learned solitaire, gin, poker, euchre, bridge, and so many other games. Plus, liar's poker and countless drinking games. At my first job, I went back to War. We'd collect everyone's business card, and whoever you think would win an argument won the matchup. The owner of the company learned about the game, and he tore up my card.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of pick a card, any card. Did your card get picked? If it did, good. Go ahead and take your seat. If it didn't, then, well, the next weekly challenge is on the topic of box. I will see you all next week. Unless I do something stupid at a Christmas party and get all messianic and piss off some dude with 5,000 rounds of ammunition in his home with his crazy-ass Pakistani ISIS-supporting wife. No? Okay, good. Whew, man. That'll never happen anywhere, right? I'll see y'all tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Oh, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Maybe the one a day is the one stupid Facebook post today. We're in a lovely world, aren't we? Oh well, here comes the meteor. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.